Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, you might have heard this morning that a number of PTSB customers have had payments to their accounts held up, including wages, pensions, other bank transfers. Let's get more on this now with Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
It's payday for a lot of people today. It's Black Friday as well, which we'll talk about in just a minute. What's happening at PTSB?
Yeah, it should be payday for people. And, you know, pension people who get pensions should be seeing their pensions in their PTSB account. But payments in and out of PTSB today are just not happening. There's a major, major problem. It's affecting 10 banks across Europe now. This is the only bank it's affecting. So people are not receiving wages and payments that they expected. And it, as you say, it's a terrible time. It's kind of one of the last paychecks before Christmas. It's a major, I have a lot of pensioners on to me, very rattled by this. And it's happening regularly. It's just 3 weeks ago, PTSB had a problem with its online services. It's a regular occurrence for banks to be hit like this. It really would make you very wary, and people really should be careful and keep a cash reserve always, because this is technical issues with banks now are a regular issue, unfortunately.
But PTSB have said they're working on this. Do they give any indication today as to when they expect it to be fixed?
They're hoping, Claire, to have it back by the end of the morning. You know, there's furious efforts going on at the moment to try and resolve this. And they expect, hopefully then, that, you know, around lunchtime it'll be back and payments will start flowing from then. So, hopefully it's just a delay for people and that they will get their money, and money that they're expecting will transfer. And if you're trying to make payments as well, if you're an employer trying to make payments, you know, by the afternoon, hopefully, they expect that the system will be back up and running, and, you know, payments will be able to be made. Then this technical issue will be sorted out.
I have a statement that they sent into us this morning when we asked them about this, that they say there's technical issues with a third party payments provider, as you explained to us, Charlie. Some customers may be experiencing delays when sending or receiving SEPA payments or SEPA payments, but all other PTSB services are operating as normal. Again, they say they hope to have it resolved by mid-morning, and they're going to be updating people on their own website, their social media and their mobile app, and they've apologised for any inconvenience. Now, the reason why people might want their money to hand today is because it's Black Friday, and we know the Consumer Protection Watchdog, Charlie, has initiated legal proceedings against four major retailers who stand accused of breaking the sales pricing laws. This is going back to the last Black Friday last year. But the warning is, from the Consumer Protection Watchdog, that people need to be careful when they see these deals being offered.
Yes, very much so, Claire. Yeah, this is really the watchdog here, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the CCPC. They're showing their teeth here. They're taking four major retailers. Now, they don't name them, but four major nationwide retailers, they're described as. They're taking them to court, and those cases will start in the district courts from January. They're accused of flouting pricing rules. I mean, there's very strict pricing rules around sales, particularly the Black Friday ones. Inspectors from the CCPC have been recording prices in last year's Black Friday, as you say, Claire, and also in the Christmas sales last year and the January sales. And they obviously think that these retailers are claiming discounts and reductions that are not real. The law is quite specific on this. A retailer must provide the prior price if they're displaying, if they're telling you that they're giving you a discount or a reduction. And the prior price is the lowest price. Now, the key word there is lowest, Claire. It's the lowest price applied to the product in the last 30 days. So they can't just stick up the price for a day and then bring it back down again and claim that you're getting a deal here, which has been happening quite a lot. I mean, this has been happening forever, but it's particularly become bad in the last while. And my colleague Adrian Weckler, who covers technology in the Irish Independent, he tends to track set numbers of technology products. And, you know, the technology companies and online sales, they're often at this, you know, claiming there's a discount when there actually isn't. Mm-hmm. Or they're trying to shift old, outdated product because, you know, they've brought out a new version. So it is a real problem. But the CCPCs are saying, look, we really don't have strong enough powers here. All we can do is take these retailers to the district court. And if they get a conviction, you're talking about a maximum fine of €5,000. which is really, it's loose change for a big retailer that has a nationwide network.
Yeah, but they don't want this attached to their name and their brand, do they? That's the real power in this.
No. Oh, yes, exactly. There's reputational damage here. But the CCPC are also saying, look, we could do with better powers here. They have had their powers around competition law strengthened, where they can impose fines of up to 10 million euros, and they can determine whether or not there's been a breach of the law. But in this case, with consumer issues around pricing, they have to go into the district court. But you're absolutely right, Claire. You know, the last thing a big retailer is going to want is to be dragged into a court and have to defend this and all the publicity mm-hmm. around it. I mean, we recently saw Tesco, which was very embarrassing for it. They lost a case and ended up having to pay 1,000 euros to charity. No, the cost was nothing, absolutely nothing, as you say, Claire, but it was the reputation issue of being a big retailer like Tesco having an issue around the displaying prices correctly and being taken to court over it.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering now for consumers this morning, because when it comes to the electronics, it's probably very possible to check if you're being offered an old model at a discounted price, because you can check what the new model is. But how do I find out if this is the lowest price that something has been on offer for in the last 30 days? I'm relying on the retailer to be honest there, aren't I?
You are, Claire, and that's why research that was commissioned by the CCC found that only 30% of consumers trust that the deals or the discounts that are being displayed are genuine. You know, most people have cottoned on to the fact that there's too much fake advertising going on here. So it's very difficult, unless you've been tracking the price. You know, it's hard to know. And look, but if you are in a shop and you're about to buy something or about to buy something online, do try and look at a few other options where the same product is for sale, and see if you just compare prices. Even, you know, that's a way of doing it. The other thing is, make sure you have a list and don't impulse buy. That same survey I'm talking about, the CCP survey, 45% of people made an unplanned purchase that they later regretted. Now, this is where the money is made by retailers, those unplanned or impulse buys. People love a bargain. They're being told they're getting a bargain. They snap it up and they end up losing out. Remember, there's an awful lot of psychological and behavioural science used in all of this. Tricks, if you like, behavioural and psychological tricks to get us to part with our money. You know, they tell you there's only two products left. So that's called nudging.
Yes.
Trying to force you into buy, or telling you it's time dependent. If you don't buy now, it'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to realise their tricks. And if they're at that, it's not a reputable deal, probably.
Yeah.
That's an indicator of something smelly going on.
But to be fair, Charlie, like, there are a lot of retailers, and they may not like it, but because it's Black Friday and everybody else is doing it, they are offering 30% off items that, as you say, may be on your list or something that you buy regularly. So it mightn't be a bad time to get those things.
Ah, yeah, no, there are genuine retailers, and you would like to see the small indigenous retailers, you know, get their share of this as well, particularly, you know, and Irish online operators with .ie after their website address. There are deals. There certainly are deals. It's just, you know, you just need to be wary and make sure that know what you're buying, and only buy it if you really want to. You know what you want to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
but just, you know, and don't get sucked into buying because it's a discount. But yeah, there definitely are genuine details. Sorry, discounts and reductions, and you know, if you know about the product, if you've had your eye on something for a while, you will know whether it's come down in price or not. It's just avoid the old impulse buying, and watch out for tricks being used by websites. And also the other one as well, people seem to forget, is if you buy from outside the European Union, you may be subject to customs charges, VAT, and then, you know, the customs charge will be on top of the handling and insurance charge. So it may not be a bargain at all. So you need to be very wary of that as well. Try and stick to a .ie website if you can. Not that they're always genuine, but you have a good chance that you're buying inside the EU, and you won't, you know, the VAT and other charges will be built into the price.
Yeah, and it might arrive on time as well, because for some of those companies that are sending stuff from very far away, the timelines are getting tight now, you know, in the lead up to Christmas.
It is, and that's why this is a key time, and that's why, you know, there's almost pressure selling going on, because So look, you're far better, you know, obviously by local, you've far better chance of getting something. You can often get stuff the next day if you buy off an Irish website. So, you know, and obviously if you're buying off in store as well, I mean, there won't be a delay. But yeah, there are definitely genuine discounts out there, but just be wary as well, obviously.
Charlie, good to talk to you as always. That's Charlie Weston. Now, there's a few people getting in touch with us telling us that the PTSB app isn't working. Now, the statement we had from the bank said that the only issue that they were aware of when they sent this statement in was that some customers would be experiencing delays when sending or receiving SEPA payments. So we might get back onto PTSB and find out, but it appears from what you're telling us that the app isn't working, which is a bit of a problem, because PTSB told us that they would update people through the app and the website and social media. So we might get back onto them and see what's going on. Next, though, it is prime season, isn't it, for the coughs, the colds, the nasty bugs and viruses. So we're going to find out what's doing the rounds with GP Dr. Ilona Duffy.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.